Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're dealing with the subject today called He Gave Gifts Unto Men, and we're doing topic number 3, Spiritual Gifts. We go to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 to 8, and we read from verse 7, But to each one of us was given according to the measure of Christ's gifts. Therefore he says, When he ascended on high, he let captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. These ministry gifts came from the Lord Jesus Christ himself when he ascended and sat at the right hand of the majesty on high. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. The purpose for which the ministry gifts are given is the perfecting of the saints. Will they ever reach maturity without them? No. The ministry gifts are Christ's provision to the church to build up, edify, and mature the saints. We need all fivefold ministry gifts working together to bring the body of Christ unto full stature or maturity in Christ Jesus. Spiritual children are easily disturbed and swept aside by false teachings. The ministry gifts Christ placed into the church will help us grow up into his image. The ultimate aim of all ministry is not for self-glory or to magnify the human in any way. It is entirely to edify and mature the body of Christ. God has set some in the church. There is a divine call. God sets ministry gifts in the church and not man. You do not enter the ministry just because you feel it is a holy calling. You cannot make yourself a ministry gift. You do not enter the ministry because someone tells you that you are suited for it. How can you tell a divine call? You will have the conviction in your own spirit and you will have a witness in your heart. You will have the spiritual equipment, the gifts of the Spirit that go with that calling or office. The methods by which a man is called is unimportant, but what is important is the obedience to the call. Ministry gifts are not set in the church by prophecy. However, a confirmation in ministry may come through prophecy. I hope this teaching on spiritual gifts has given you a greater insight and understanding about spiritual gifts being put into the church by God. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.